It's not about loving somebody less to say we're believing that God's going to completely deliver you. Jesus Christ was tormented at the cross. He bled blood from his mind because of the extreme torment. That's when the Lord, when Donna was praying for her son, my sister was praying for her son who had brain damage from not having oxygen when he was born, and he was supposed to die, and he had brain damage and it hurt part of his brain. So he needs a creative miracle. I believe some people where the enemy has attacked them with mental retardation or problem in their mind and their thinking and the right thinking, I think it can be a spirit. I think sometimes it can be a spirit. If we can get to that, get to the root of it and cast it out, they can be made completely free in that area. I believe with others, it's going to take a creative miracle. It's going to take a process and a getting freer and freer. When I was hearing those definitions, it also was about the people that we laugh at, or people who can't seem to hold a job or never get promoted or can't seem to get a GED or can't seem to focus. Let me tell you, this will take care of most of American kids right now. That has to be the reason for ADD. It's an attack against the mind where they can't focus, they can't function correctly, and many times it makes you foolish. The other thing I was seeing as we were looking at that, foolishness is a spirit. And sometimes if someone's hurting or they have certain giftings, maybe God's really calling them to be dramatic or calling them to minister in some way, and they realize they get attention when they're foolish, they could take on a foolish spirit to draw attention to themselves. I think if you're maybe in a large family and you never felt like you stood out, you could take on a foolish spirit to stand out. If you lived your whole life being the serious one and all of a sudden you can't take it anymore, you could take on a spirit to be foolish. So this was included in being silly. And then Paul says in the scriptures, put away those foolish things. When I look at this foul spirit, we're not zeroing in on it. To the extreme of it would be people with severe disabilities and mental retardation that would really cause them to have an almost impossible time fitting into society. And on the other end of it, you're going to have people who most people think have a pretty normal life, but they can't concentrate or they're just silly all the time. So as you can see, everybody could go up for the altar call. And that's with anything we teach. Satan just tries to get in any place that he can. And what we want to do is we want to hate Satan's schemes. And we want to go to God and say, Lord, set us free. And now some people, where this is a serious issue and this is the main thing Satan's done against you, you may have to go a lot deeper with it than what we're going to be able to go to tonight. That's your calling. That's your trial. And then you will have a platform to minister that to others as you stand and you believe. And sometimes miracles seem so impossible to believe for, like someone really coming out of a wheelchair who's really disabled, or someone with mental retardation, or someone with schizophrenia. Folks, we need to really begin to believe God's word, and we need to begin to cry out and say, Lord, just give us that power and crucify my flesh and get me to such a place to know that I know that I know that you can do this thing. Because it's easy to say it. It's so easy to talk it. It's so much different when you have to live it. Some people judge if someone has a disability, and yet they themselves can't seem to have faith to not have a headache. I mean, we've got to quit comparing ourselves and begin to get on the same team and say, okay, what can I believe for? What can I believe for? Lord, help me to know you in that way. And so this is about hope, not condemnation. This is about hope. And it also is not about that I don't love somebody. Many times I think people who are given the challenge to love a handicap, a severely handicapped or mentally handicapped person, or even a severely physically handicapped person, I think the challenge there is, the lie is, if you want them to change, then you don't love them the way they are. And that's a lie. And that's what we've been talking about the whole thing. God's basically saying, until you recognize they have the same amount of value to God, the same amount of worth to God as when they're completely made whole, you can't even really believe for that miracle because you're really selfish in what you're believing for. But when you can begin to realize, wait a minute, that's not my motive for believing God to heal them. What's your motive for believing God to heal them? Because Jesus paid for it, and Satan has no authority to keep this spirit on them. In other words, when I was told that my son would be very, very short his whole life, I could love a short son. I could probably make him behave more if he stayed shorter than me. I mean, it wasn't an issue of, oh, I can't love him if he's shorter than what we consider a normal height in America. What it was is, who is this stinky, rotten devil to come along and think that he can determine the size of my son instead of God? And that's what you say. Who is the stinky, rotten devil who thinks he can determine the IQ of my son instead of God? Who is the stinky, rotten devil who thinks that he can come and hinder the relationships that God has for my child? And so you need to take on a real fight against the enemy to see deliverance. And we need to start. If you've got a child on ADD or you're on ADD, you need to realize you got a demon. This is going to get a lot of people excited to want to come to our meetings. But you'll be the first one to say something else is spiritual, but you won't look at, why are you taking medication just to think? You won't be taking medication to think when you get to heaven. You are to have the mind of Christ. I'm not saying throw away your medication. I'm saying go after the spiritual reason, and the doctors will even begin to see you don't need that medication. When it comes to mental things, we have bought into this idea that that's just something you can't help. And we need to break this all the way down to foolish behavior, to ADD. We need to get mad at anything Satan has done. I'm going to tell you something she didn't bring up that I think is a foul spirit. To me, when I looked up foul spirit and studied it, it's any spirit that's sent to keep you from feeling good about yourself, from fitting into just normal day-to-day life, and something to make you not like yourself. And one foul spirit is gluttony. Gluttony is a foul spirit. Gluttony affects our health. Gluttony affects sometimes the way people smell, and then people are offended by them. And anyone who really has struggled with weight problems will tell you they've struggled with weight problems. And so we need to get serious about getting free. Not because you're not as lovable and wonderful being heavier, but because it's not healthy. And it's just the same as it doesn't have the witness that God would have for you to have. And I'm not talking about everybody being twiggy. Some people who are very thin are very unhealthy. It's about, is there a spirit involved who's out to kill me before God says it's time for me to go be with him? Is there a spirit involved that stops my testimony? If there's a spirit involved, don't you want it out of the picture? That's not throwing stones at people. It's getting around to the place. There's no condemnation in Christ. Satan has chosen different things to attack each of us with. And it's time to come in agreement together instead of judging each other to say, let's stop this. Let's make the enemy back down and come together in agreement, prayer and agreement, understanding, and start tearing these things apart to get to the seeds and the roots and totally be set free. Instead of spending thousands and thousands of dollars on diet pills and different diets and all these kind of things, wouldn't it be great to get to the spiritual issue? And those are just some of the things we need to begin to believe we can see healing and deliverance in these areas. So the way I see a foul spirit, they're all unclean, they're all wicked, they're all evil. But a foul spirit that really turns people off is a perverted spirit. It's an unclean, perverted spirit. That's one way it manifests. Even in prison, they want to kill someone who molested children. I mean, even in prison, they have a system that you have a foul spirit if you've molested a child. Homosexuality is a foul spirit. Now, right now, they're trying to turn it around in society to say, oh, it's a normal spirit. No, it's a foul spirit. I'm not casting devils. I'm talking about people who to me, you overeat, you're homosexual. It's all devils are devils. It's time to get free. And so I will just say we are definitely opening more than what we can do in a few hours. A lot of this are your trials. So just like Leslie and different ones, you need to go study this. You need to pray. You need to ask God to show you your background. You need to really go after this stuff. And then as you get the revelations, you can come and share it, and other people will see it also. And some of you are going to have to go deeper and deeper and deeper to totally get free. And don't worry about that. Just go where you have to go. So everything is not an altar call. Everything's not a five-minute altar call. Fall out and it's over, okay? But don't underestimate the power of God. If we give you a truth tonight and you get the light bulb for that truth, you shall know the truth shall make you free, then the anointing breaks the yoke. But that doesn't mean it's the only yoke you have in that area, okay? Don't get discouraged if it takes more deeper going to really, really get free. You didn't get messed up overnight. And one thing we've seen the devil do, when he puts a yoke on, he tries to keep on tangling it so that you will think, oh, I've already tried this. And that's why the Bible says, don't grow weary in good doing, because in a season you're going to reap. In season you're going to get free completely, okay? And it's really cool that we can even sit here and talk about something like this and really not judge each other and really love and know that God loves us enough that God loves you enough that he came to set you free from foul spirits. He didn't make you with them. God did not make you in a package to be rejected. He made you in his image and his likeness. He did not make your children to be rejected. So we need to break that one lie tonight that if I act as if this is spiritual and something is wrong with it, the lie is then I don't love this person or I don't love myself. That is a lie. You need to begin to see these things the same as you would see cancer. I have never heard anyone say, well, they got cancer, therefore I don't love them. If I want them healed from this cancer, then therefore I'm saying they're not okay with the cancer. That's ridiculous. That's Satan's lies for this stuff. Well, if I say that I don't love that baby with Down syndrome, I didn't say don't say you don't love someone. You're to love everybody. And if you can't love them, you need to go to God because you got even deeper issues than they have. But here's the place of the lies. If I believe for change, if I believe God's power to work in this situation, that must mean I don't love them the way they are. That's a lie. Anything you would fight for, you should fight for. That's why Jesus Christ gave you the authority and the power. And you need to start getting free in your own life. I think if you constantly see that you can't keep a job, or you don't click into jobs, or you don't get promotions, or something happens, there is a very strong probability that you have one of these foolish spirits. If you have a very unclean thing going, a perverted kind of thing, I believe it's this kind of foul spirit. It's something to make people, stay away. The thing I liked about the scripture, she said, it's not about what you eat. It's about what's in your heart. And that heart doesn't mean your physical heart. That means, when you see that word heart, it means your spirit. It means there is something in your spirit, man, that is revealed through your mouth and your actions that makes you unclean, that makes you foul. Okay? And one thing you need to see is what kind of things come out of my mouth. If you're constantly talking foolishness and silliness, you've got a spirit here. Everybody might laugh at it. It might make everybody think you have a cute personality. But truthfully, if it's not coming from God, get rid of it. Put away the foolish things. Be a witness. It doesn't mean everybody doesn't have different personalities. But it does mean some people, it's a spirit that takes over that personality and makes people not hear what they've... Or it's really a cover-up for pain, or a cover-up for attention, or something you're trying to prove with it. So you need to just go to God and say, I want to get rid of this thing because I want to be who you created to me. I mean, kind of opened up. There's this spirit, you can see this is really very, very wide. It's not just a little tiny area. And so we just really want to start tearing this down. Now, why would bitterness, why would we preach this when we're teaching on bitterness? Because if you, especially if you were born and cursed with a foul spirit, then you would really be angry with God. Because deep down, you think he made you wrong. Deep down, you have a feeling something is wrong with you. Why did he give me these genes? Why did he give me this intellect? Why did he? And what you don't realize, he made you in his image and his likeness. But because of spiritual law, and there's things like family curses, there's things like judgments, there's all these things where Satan just targets you. And you'll say, well, that's not fair. Well, folks, it hasn't been fair. Let me say this. Ever since the fall, Satan has been the god of this world. That's in the Bible. The things you hate the most in your own life, the things you hate the most in the world, those are a result of the god of this world, okay? And let me take it further. Every time you participate in things he likes, or even think that God did the things the devil did, you are giving him glory. You are glorifying the devil when you take anything and say it was God that does not line up with the nature of God, which doesn't line up with heaven. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, where there's no shadow of darkness at all. That should help you begin to see, is this thing coming from God or is this from the enemy? And our pride, our arrogance and our pride and our wanting to blame God instead of looking at the human race and where we've fallen is a big reason why we can't get more healings and deliverances and go deeper in this. Does this make sense to you? Yeah. There is no condemnation. Okay, and you've got to start looking at it. This is the challenge my family's faced with. This is the challenge I'm faced with. This is the challenge we're faced with. But when God takes us through this to the other side, we will know him in such an awesome way. We will have authority to help others get free. Satan will wish he had never, ever even came our way. And what God is going to do, he's going to take, quote, the underdog and set him free and deliver him, because they're so hungry to finally know who they are in Christ that they're going to soar, I believe, into this place of freedom and liberty that's going to say, how did you get free from that? So the first thing you have to recognize to get free from a foul spirit is that you've got one. Unless you think that spirit of infirmity is a devil of infirmity, you will die with that sickness. You can't rebuke something that you don't think is rebukable. If you think it came from God, you can't actually think that you can tell God he did it wrong. Because then you'd be questioning God. The truth is you've got to get the revelation today. If it's not a perfect gift and a good gift. Now, I'm not talking about life. Every life came from the heart of God. Okay? Satan did not come up with the idea of human beings. God did. But Satan hates human beings because they are made in the image of God. They are made in the likeness of God. And he really hates human beings because we were created to house the Holy Spirit and put the devil under our feet. So he is going to look for any opening he can to attack you and your family. Just know it. And then realize Jesus Christ paid so the Holy Spirit could live in us. So we have authority over those things. And some of you who have some major trials, believe me, my heart is with you. And when you get so close to God and see what God does, what a testimony, what a ministry, what a book. Do you know the first thing they asked me when I was talking to the Sid Roth Ministries? He said, have you seen a schizophrenic get free? Boy, they are looking for somebody who's actually seen one get free. And boy, you'd be on the show tomorrow. I did tell them in the email and when I talked to her, I said, you know one thing I found? This is not a one-moment altar call. This is about setting people free from lies and lies and lies and lies and lies. And this is about relationships, layers and layers and what Satan has done. And you know what? This is about relationships, and that's why the church met daily. It says they met daily in homes, which showed you they had really, of course, the whole entire congregation didn't show up in one person's house. When they say that, they meant there were relationships constantly going on and ministry constantly going on, and there was a constant serving one another to help people get free.